An interesting choice that Brother Scott made in regards to our invitation song, Let Him Have His Way With Thee, because I would like to draw your attention just for a few short moments, revolving around Luke chapter 2 and verse number 52. In Luke chapter 2 and verse number 52, of course, it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man." Later on, Peter would write in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 21, he would write concerning the example of sacrifice and suffering. He would say, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example." Jesus is our perfect standard in life. He is the pathway that God has chosen for us to follow. He himself would say in John 14 and verse number 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me." There is no means or method, there is no way to the Father, to the blessings of God, outside of Jesus Christ. That means that there is no other religion save Christianity that will allow a man to have access to the divine wisdom or to have the blessings of an eternal life. That is the exclusive nature of Christianity. It is the exclusive nature of Jesus, and it is the exclusive nature of the Church of Christ. And so it is important that we understand what we are and the blessings that we have, and the fact that we can only have those in Christ. And so back in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 52, of course, there are four areas in which Jesus sets a standard for our growth. There is the idea of wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. The idea of wisdom simply means to look at things from God's perspective. It means so much more than just the application of knowledge here upon the earth, but it means the application of knowledge to a godly means. When you look throughout the book of Proverbs, that's the way that the word wisdom is utilized in that sense. And Jesus grew in wisdom. You see, and this interests me, because you have God in the flesh, all right, who grows in wisdom. I can understand the stature. That makes sense to me very easily. He grew from a babe in swaddling clothes, right, wrapped up there in that manger, and he grew to a man. And died as a man. I understand the 30-some-odd years that he experienced that physical growth. I understand that he grew socially, that is, in favor with man. I understand how we do that with wisdom and how we treat people. You know, we probably should pay a lot more of attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 than we oftentimes do, because it deals with the very concept of love. And love is defined and illustrated for us in the words that God chose to say that this is what love is and this is what love is not. Those words are very powerful, very illustrative in regards to what God means when he says love. And love is the foundation of all elements that breeds any kind of social relationship between any man. I cannot have a social relationship with my family, with my friends, those that I work with, those that I recreate with. I cannot get along with man in general unless I learn to love. And the greatest aspiration of love is that we would learn to love like Jesus. That we would love to that extent. That's where a husband is to love his wife, as instructed by Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25 and following. He's to have that kind of sacrificial love. And by the way, that does not negate that it would also be incumbent upon all individuals to love like that in every relationship that we have. But the prime relationship is the one that is being exposed or revealed there in that sense. But it says that he grew in favor with God as well. And again, this is another interesting one for me. God grew in favor with God. The eternal Word grew in favor with the eternal Father. I'm not sure that I can wrap my finite mind around all that is being said here, but I do know this. I do know that Jesus, by choice, had certain limitations that He chose for Himself in order to be in the flesh. And He willingly, you will find in this same text, He willingly went home with His mother and His father, with Joseph and Mary, and He submitted unto them. The eternal Word, the Creator of the universe, submitted to earthly parents. Now, by the way, let me just throw this in for a sidebar. If the eternal Word can do that, then surely every child can do that as well. I might just throw that in there for the parents. They asked me, each parent gave me a dollar to say that, by the way. No, that's not quite true. But I want you to notice this especially as we close our lesson, that the Word is not that Jesus just increased in the sense that He dabbled a little bit in these things. This particular Word is a Word that by definition seemed simply meant to beat out. It was used in the sense of an army moving forward in march, and it was used of an individual that would take metal and would beat that metal into what he wanted that metal to be. So the ideal is, and by the way, the word pros is included, a word that simply means before, and then the word to cut down, to beat. And so when it says Jesus is increasing, God is including these two words to say that Jesus made a particular choice to beat out a pathway for Himself. This is not just a haphazard way that Jesus fell into. Well, it was a good way. No, Jesus set a prescribed course, and He followed that prescribed course. And that prescribed course was the fact that not only was He born of woman, but He was born under the law. You see, and so He followed the law faithfully. He grew, He increased, He beat down every obstacle in front of Him so that He could be right with God. That's what growing up is all about. And by the way, we're still all growing. I don't care how old Royce is. We're all still growing, you see. We're growing in grace and in knowledge. And so I'm not just talking to those who are 3 and 5 and 7 and 10 and 18 and 20. I'm talking to those who are 50 and 70. If you're not growing in grace and knowledge, then you're stagnant, which means that you're apart from God right now. You see, that's the principle. From a child, Jesus increased. He beat down every obstacle in order to grow. And so I want to encourage you tonight to grow. To use these times in Bible class to grow. To use your own personal Bible study time in order to help you to grow in the grace and knowledge. To utilize time that you get to spend with one another, not just in Bible study time, but to encourage one another to be stronger in the faith, to pray for one another to be stronger, and to utilize every opportunity that we get. We're about to engage in a gospel meeting. I would love to see whatever these numbers are on Sunday morning all the way through the gospel meeting. I know that's probably asking more than I will receive, but I would love to see that kind of enthusiasm in regards to the growth potential that you can have out of a gospel meeting experience. And I think our theme and our topic of the triumphant nature of God's goodness is certainly one that's going to challenge you to grow. And so utilize the time that you have, however much time that is, to grow in wisdom. Some of us may not grow in stature anymore this way. We might want to be careful in growing this way. But grow in favor with God and grow in favor with men. The only way that we can evangelize the world and encourage one another is to grow in our social responsibilities to one another. So let's be better parents. Let us be better husbands and wives. Let us be better employees and employers, students and teachers. Whatever the example might fall upon us, let us follow after the example of Jesus. And let us beat down every obstacle in our way to get there. So there may be an obstacle in your way tonight. that obstacle may be called sin in the Bible. And there's only one way to beat down that obstacle, and that's through repentance and prayer and through a return back to God in if you're a child of God. And that is 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins. Acts chapter 8 verse 22, the example there is that we would both pray and repent. Those three things are necessitated in regards to a child of God who has sinned to come home. And I guarantee you there's not anybody in here that I don't think has the same attitude that I'm expressing right now. We want all men to be saved. We want, like God, we want all men everywhere to come to repentance. We want all men everywhere to be in a right relationship with God. And if you're not, we pray that you will take care of that tonight as a child of God. If you're not a child of God, we'd love to talk to you about your responsibility before God. But very quickly, I can tell you that if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, if you'll repent of all of your past sins, confess that sweet name of Jesus, and be buried in that watery grave of baptism, that you too tonight can be in that saved relationship, because God will place you in His church, in His kingdom, where all spiritual blessings exist. If we can encourage you by this song, please come as together we stand and sing.